This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root is on fire. Wayne Allen Root joining on USA Radio, top of the hour, hour number 2706 East Coast, 406 West Coast, 606 Central Time. Could have to start talking about Central Time a lot more often because our biggest affiliate in the country will be Chicago starting in about 2 weeks. Finally, we've been waiting since August to get online in Chicago, and looks like we'll be on the next 2 weeks in Chicago, Chi-Town. I'll tell you all the details when the moment arrives, but we'll be reaching millions and millions of people in the Chicago area. Their heads explode when they hear from Wayne Allen Root. My commentary is out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country, as syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And I want to read it to you here because I'll be leaving tomorrow in the morning on a flight to Washington, D.C. I've been invited to the White House by President Trump. I will be there on Wednesday and then fly back on Thursday. And so you won't hear this commentary, and it'll be out on Thursday morning, so I'll read it to you now. How Trump Guarantees Victory in 2020, Part 2. Back in November, I wrote a column with advice to President Trump on how he could seal re-election and practically guarantee an electoral landslide. This is Part 2 of that story. This one seals the deal. My first idea was to campaign on a gigantic middle-class tax cut to match the business tax cut from his first term. How well is that business tax cut working? At least 266,000 new jobs in November and 41,000 new jobs revised upward in September and October answers that question emphatically. It works to perfection. It's important to note that Canada just announced they lost 70,000 jobs in November. Lost 70,000 jobs in November. Let me stress that again. Lost 70,000 jobs in the month of November in a much smaller country than ours. Right? Canada's 30 million. We have over 300 million. 10 times smaller. That's like losing 700,000 jobs in a month in America. We're in an economic boom, and they're in a terrible recession. That bad might even be called a Canadian depression. What's the difference? America under Trump cut taxes and slashed regulations. We're pro-oil drilling and fracking. We're pro-business. We take care of Americans first, not illegal aliens. Canada's led by politically correct, anti-business, socialist schmuck Justin Trudeau, who mocks Trump, believes in higher taxes, massive regulations, climate change, open borders, and, of course, government-run health care. All the exact same things Democrats here are campaigning for in 2020. Thank God we have Trump. If Hillary had been elected, there's no need to guess what would have happened. Canada is like looking into a mirror and seeing America's future. And by the way, Mexico is in the exact same miserable economic shape. Their economy is dying under a socialist leader. So re-electing Trump is essential to the survival of all of our jobs, paychecks, and retirement accounts. That's why I keep coming up with ways for Trump to seal the deal. And this Part 2 guarantees not just a Trump second term, but a Trump landslide. It's such a simple idea. Trump should campaign on the elimination of all taxes on Social Security. Democrats are in such a rush to give away trillions of dollars to illegal aliens and people on welfare, not to mention a Green New Deal and Medicare for all, and I didn't even mention transgenders and their $200,000 surgeries each. It's all bribery to people who want government to take care of them from cradle to grave in order to buy Democrat votes. But meanwhile, senior citizens have worked and paid taxes their whole lives. They slaved, saved, and sacrificed for this country and their kids and grandkids. They deserve a break. They've earned a break. It's not a giveaway. It's their own money. They paid into the system for 40 or 50 years. Social Security is the worst deal ever. Government grabs our money for 50 years, then pays it back at horrible interest. But why on earth should any of us have to pay tax on it after age 65? We already paid tax on it the first time around. We let you keep it for 50 years. This is double taxation without representation. Campaign on making Social Security tax-free for seniors, Mr. President. Millions of seniors and soon-to-be seniors will love you forever. You'll turn lifelong Democrats into loyal Republicans, and those votes will help you sweep to a landslide victory. And it guarantees you win Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, and maybe even my adopted home state of Nevada. Why? Because those are places where all the seniors are moving. Heck, you might even win a few million extra votes from seniors in New York and California. Trump wins. Democrats are finished. Checkmate. Merry Christmas. That's my column coming out in Thursday's Las Vegas Review newspaper and newspaper near you, syndicated nationally by Creator Syndicate, How Trump Guarantees Victory in 2020, Part 2. So to sum it up, Part 1 is I want Trump to declare a massive middle-class tax cut. But that's just middle-class. Everybody who pays individual tax rates should see their rates go down dramatically. And number 2, I want him to not just dramatically cut, but to eliminate all taxes on Social Security. And the reason a person is taxed on Social Security is if they make too much money. If you keep a job past the age of 62 or 65 or 66 or 67, whenever you choose to take Social Security, if you choose to work like Wayne Root, well, suddenly you get more taxes on your Social Security income. Why? Why wouldn't you want me working? Isn't that better for America? Don't I have a right to work if I want? I'll pay my taxes on my work, but don't tax me on my Social Security that I already gave you. And number 2, even if I choose not to work, if I have investment income, if I own homes, if I have too much money coming in, and it's such a small amount, I think it's any amount over like $20,000 a year. If you have a pension, anything over $20,000 a year, they choose to tax 85% of your Social Security. It's the most outrageous, ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. They have no right to tax Social Security. That's my money that I gave you to borrow for 50 years and pay me back with no interest in the first place. You do that, and all the seniors vote for Trump. But I'll repeat something I read about in the first hour. Trump is already beating 2020 Democrats in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The latest Firehouse Optimist poll conducted in December shows Trump far ahead of Biden and every other Democrat, Senator Warren, Mayor Pete, Senator Bernie Sanders, Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He's ahead of all of them by a mile. He was behind them in all these polls. Now he's ahead of them by a mile. So he doesn't even need it. This is just to guarantee. Guarantee. You want to guarantee a win. You don't want to take chances. You know Democrats are going to cheat like crazy. They're massive cheaters. They're always massive cheaters. And you know why they hate Trump so much? I'm going to have a guest on next week. I'm going to have a guest on next week who actually will not be in the shadows. He's going to give his real name. And he's been around flim-flam artists and scam artists and scumbags and Ponzi schemers. He's a street guy, and he's been around him his whole life. And he recognizes scum when he sees them. He recognizes a scam when he sees it. And he wants to come on my show. He's one of my fans and listeners. And talk about how he's been around these bad guys his whole life and seen all their scams. And he sees the government scam going on. He sees that the entire government is up against Trump because Trump is not a criminal. Trump already has his $1 billion. He doesn't need the government. The rest of them, like Obama and Hillary, they all needed the government to get rich and to skim and scam us. And he's going to show you step by step how a flim-flam man does it and compare it to the government. Government's worse than any flim-flam man in the world. Terrible people run government. Terrible bureaucrats run government. And the greatest example of that was when Obama sicked the IRS on me in 2000. I think it was 10, 11, and 12, if I remember correctly. And the IRS tried to torture me. And these people are just terrible people. It's not that you have to be terrible to work for government. It's that government attracts a large portion of the people they attract are just terrible people. Not everybody. There's always exceptions. There's a lot of nice government employees. There's probably a lot of nice ones who work at the IRS. They're not all terrible people. But there are some terrible people, really evil, terrible people that work for these government agencies, and their goal in life is to destroy nice people like Wayne Root. Terrible, terrible people. My gosh. Just awful. And so he will be here to talk about all of it. He'll give you a lesson next week in flim-flam and scam artists like Bernie Sanders. And he recognizes the entire government particular, the Democrat Party is involved in a scam against the American people. That's going to be a good interview. Now let's talk about the IG report today, because it confirms Comey briefed Barack Obama on the Trump-Russia investigation in August 2016 at a White House meeting. That means Obama knew about Spygate. He should be called in to testify about his knowledge and involvement. What did Wayne Root tell you from day one? It was all about Obama. It was always, what's that saying? It's all about the Benjamins? Isn't that what Ilhan Omar loves to say? It's all about the Benjamins. I don't know if that's a Somali accent. I think I got that accent wrong. I've never been good at accents. But Ilhan Omar with her Somalian accent, it's all about the Benjamins. And so I say it's all about the Obamas. Obama is at the center of every bit of evil conducted in the last government and also against President Trump. Obama's at the center of all of it. Obama coordinated all of it. Obama's the bad guy. And then the group that coordinated all the evil stealing of money, Obama may have been at the top coordinating it. He's the cop, was it Capo di Tutti? I think that's how you pronounce it. He's the mob boss of all mob bosses. But all the money, I think, was literally laundered, cleaned, whatever word you want to use, through the Clinton Foundation. I've said that from day one. The Clinton Foundation is the key to everything. And this is why they're being so vicious to Trump. Because he unearthed the crimes in Ukraine, which are like a string on your clothes. When you pull it, it unravels your entire suit or your entire dress comes off. And so Obama, Trump is pulling on this on the little string, and Democrats are scared that it's going to expose all their thievery and theft from the American people. Government is one big scam. And I'll have the guy on next week to testify to that. But I called this. This is about Obama, and it's about the Clinton conspiracy and the Clinton Foundation. They launder all the money. We'll talk about that next week. But the IG report confirms Comey briefed Obama in August 2016. Of course he did. He briefed him because Obama's the one who ordered the spying. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign, and powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I got a funny email here from one of my fans, Alan. You know, Joe Biden did an interview over the weekend where he said he trusts Hunter. And this guy, Alan, my fan, says he trusts his son. He wants us to trust his son. The same son kicked out of the military for drug use, in and out of rehab 7 times. Is that true? I don't even know 7 times. He knows more than I do. Sleeps with his dead brother's wife. Cheats on her with a stripper. Nothing against strippers, he says. She gets pregnant, proves it's his child. Hunter does not want to pay child support, claiming he has no money and wants his financial record sealed. Yes, he has earned Joe's trust. I mean, that kind of sums it up, doesn't it? I keep telling you, this whole show, what's the theme of my show? Government is scum. People who work for government are scum. The politicians are scum. The bureaucrats are scum. The big-shot bureaucrats are scum. Some of the little ones under them are little scum or just following orders, they would claim. But so did Nazis say they were just following orders. You know, I had to shoot 15 Jews and dump them in a hole because my boss told me to. Sorry, but you're getting the death penalty. You still shot 15 Jews, including women and children. Sorry, but you're going to die. You got to pay for what you did. Same thing with these government people, man. They should go to jail for many years. I don't care if you were ordered to do it by your superior. Then you should have ratted the superior out and told everybody what the superior was up to. Government is just so bad. They're out of control. They are bad, bad, bad. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll get back to my whole train of thought. Cold and flu season is here. Speaking of bad, everyone I know has the flu. Many of them have been to my house for various Christmas parties, Christmas meetings, Christmas dinners, and they're coughing on me, and I notice I'm not sick, as usual, 4 years in a row, without a single cold or flu. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. All I do is I suck on their silver lozenges, I swig on their silver solution liquid, I rub into my face their silver gel, I'm like, spend my life swaddled in silver. My good friends and my doctor suggests have these wonderful products that are made of alkaline structured silver that destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. They have done great things for me and my health. And now you can get 20% off because you can't buy it in any store. That's how they save money for you. They're not sold in stores. You just call them and you get 20% off every order. 866-660-9868. The savings go to you instead of a retail store. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code ROOT. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And save 20% off every order and get the book, The Silver Miracle, free. So I mentioned in the last segment, the IG report confirms that Comey briefed Obama on the Trump-Russia investigation. I'm telling you, it's all about Obama. It's not all about the Benjamins. It's all about the Obamas. Bad, bad people. Bad, bad people. And a clear abuse. Barr and Durham both object to the IG FISA probe findings and stunning statements. It was finally released, highly anticipated release of the DOJ Inspector General's so-called FISA report. And it was damning in many ways, but it wasn't as damning as it could have been and should have been. And Bill Barr, the Attorney General's mad, and his handpicked U.S. Attorney John Durham are mad, and they've issued statements disagreeing with the IG's conclusions. The report found that while the FBI made serious errors investigating the Trump campaign and relied heavily on the discredited Steele dossier, that agency was ultimately justified in launching a counterintelligence operation. The Inspector General's report now makes clear that the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken, Barr said. That's our Attorney General, in a statement released shortly after the FISA report. It's also clear that from its inception, the evidence produced by the investigation was consistently exculpatory. Nevertheless, the investigation and the surveillance was pushed forward for the duration of the campaign and deep into President Trump's administration. The FISA report reveals a clear abuse of the surveillance court. In the rush to obtain and maintain FISA surveillance of Trump campaign associates, FBI officials misled the FISA court, omitted critical exculpatory facts in their filings, and suppressed or ignored information, negating the reliability of their principal source. And he found the explanations given for these actions unsatisfactory. And then John Durham had a lot to say, too. He said, I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of Inspector General. However, our investigation is not limited to developing information from within the Justice Department. Our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities, both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., based on the evidence collected to date. And while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened. I'm telling you, it's big news. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party's in trouble, the DNC's in trouble, the FBI's in trouble, the DOJ's in trouble. Barr and Durham are about to make their case, and this is criminal. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. Guests coming up from Breitbart News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says the DOJ watchdog report shows that the FBI-Russia probe was fundamentally flawed. Speaking at the Capitol, the South Carolina Republican condemns the FBI's methods for obtaining warrants to surveil Trump campaign aide Carter Page.
I believe there will be no debate among reasonable-minded people, particularly lawyers,
about how the system not only got off the rails, but in my view became a criminal enterprise.
Graham says he's not going to accept that politics were not involved because the people who oversaw the probe hate the president's guts. Speaking at a roundtable at the White House, President Trump says the U.S. economy is the strongest it has ever been in the history of our country. The president noted that the Chinese economy is having a difficult time, but that they're still trying to negotiate a trade deal. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. We're back with you. Always speak from the heart and shoot from the hip right here on KBET in Las Vegas and many stations around the country through USA Radio syndication. Coming up in hour number three in about 25 minutes is Newsmax TV. 80 million homes strong, and I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV in the number one primetime spot. And the president has said point blank, he loves my show and watches it every single time he gets a chance. He's in the country. That's great. I mean, that's just what an honor. Thank you, President Trump. All right, so Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Then we'll get to our guest, esteemed guest from Breitbart, Joel Pollack. We love having him on. Breitbart's a great place where I go to get all my news. I can only find the truth at a place like Breitbart. That's it. Even Drudge is no good anymore. But let me mention Real Water, because I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. I drink it from morning to night. Tastes great. I'm healthy. By the way, I forgot to mention, I just went to Synergenics this weekend. I got my annual physical, and I mean top to down 3-hour physical. And they came away with me being the healthiest I've ever been in my entire life. I'm in great shape, and I'm like in the top 0.0001% of all people 58 years old and older. I mean, I'm like a 28-year-old. Perfect physical shape. Thank you. All the people that have been a part of this, from Synergenics to Real Water drinking every day to My Doctor Suggests, all great stuff. Real Water is up their game again. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just squirt a couple of drops and it transforms water, coffee, tea, juice, even cheap wine. And it makes it into real water. It adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. Anybody can get it free. All you have to do is call this number. No matter where you are in the country, call 702-381-1217. 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you. Get your free bottle. You just pay a small shipping and handling fee. If you're in Vegas, just stop by their plant and get it from there. You don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. 702-381-1217. Or go to teamgetreal.com to get your free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. Be sure and tell them Wayne Root sent you. That's how you get it. Our guest is here, Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Joel Pollack, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you.
All right, so explain to us. I've been talking as best I can all afternoon about the Pfizer report, and I had John Solomon on as my guest in hour number one, and obviously John Solomon, a great conservative investigative journalist, or maybe I should just say a fair-minded investigative journalist, believes that the Pfizer report was, IG report, was really very damning to everybody involved, from the FBI to the DOJ. But if you look at the news media, they're acting all day long as if the Pfizer report was like a vindication, and it proves that Trump was wrong about everything, that this was not a witch hunt, that it wasn't a big deal, that they had a justification for the Russia investigation. What say you, Joel Pollack, after I assume having reviewed it and studied it and with a fine-tooth comb, what say you about this IG report?
So 2 points about the IG report, and then 1 point about John Solomon, who I could say is really doing great work, but also offers a cautionary tale because he was a victim of a different kind of surveillance that we'll talk about in a minute, I hope. But 2 points about the IG report. So the reason the media are celebrating it is that the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, who was appointed by Barack Obama,
right,
said that there was no political bias in all of the mistakes that the FBI made, all the things they did wrong in the FISA application. So the media, they're saying, hey, great, no political bias. You see, it wasn't part of an attempt to get rid of Donald Trump. Now, interestingly, both Attorney General William Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham say, ho, 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 we have a grand jury investigation going on precisely that topic. We have more investigative tools than the Inspector General, and the jury is still out. So we don't agree with that conclusion, which tells you they have evidence there was political bias, maybe even rising to some level of criminality. So the jury is out on that question, and the media, I think, are getting ahead of themselves, as they so often do with this president and this administration. So,
there's a problem with that, and the problem is, Joel Pollack, that most of America is too busy. They're not dumb. They're just too busy working to pay any attention to this stuff, just cursory attention. And also, everybody's got the attention span of a flea. Someone like me has no patience at all. And so this report comes out and instantly tells you after 2.5 years, it's not that big a deal. And what Durham and Barr are saying is it is a big deal, and we're going to indict people, but they may not come out with those indictments for another 6 or 8 months or another year, and it's too long for people to wait, and their attention span is too short, and we just lost them if these guys don't come out quickly in the first quarter with severe criminal indictments. That's my opinion.
Put it this way. If the media are correct, and again, the empathy, Barr and Durham have review, but if the media are correct, then there was no political bias.
I'm losing you, man. I'm losing you. You're going in there.
Let me move a little bit. If the media are correct, if the media are correct and there was no bias, that's actually worse. And the reason it's worse is that it means that the FBI incompetent, or maybe they just don't care about the courts and civil liberties generally. Maybe they got so used to having their way on this secret court that it didn't matter to them what they put in this application or any other application. In other words, they didn't single out Donald Trump for abuse. They just do this to everybody. So, in a way, what the media are telling you is more concerning for Americans who aren't paying attention, and that's how they should be reporting it, because if there was political bias, okay, they singled out Donald Trump. But if there was no bias, then they have contempt for the court, contempt for the civil liberties of ordinary Americans. And so that's more concerning. Let me get to the second point, which is about these abuses. And the Democrats have really shifted the goalposts here, because a year ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, really, almost 2 years ago, early 2018, when Devin Nunes came out with his memorandum, remember that, saying that they were really concerned, Republicans were very concerned about possible abuses in the FISA process, Democrats came back with their memorandum saying, oh, no, it's all nonsense, everything was proper, they're just making it up. Well, Devin Nunes was 100% correct. There were abuses, there were failures, and they lied to the FISA court, basically. They misled the FISA court. So Devin Nunes was right. The Republicans were right. The Democrats were wrong. But the Democrats shifted the goalposts. They now say, well, we were wrong, but we didn't have political bias. So they want you to forget about the fact that they misled you in 2018, and they want you to think there was no bias in 2019. Okay, fine. But the question you have to ask yourself, if you're a member of the public and you don't have time to read these reports, is how come all the mistakes are always in the same direction? How come every time this inspector general finds there's no bias, it's always in a case where the FBI is going after Trump and protecting Hillary Clinton? Why is it always the same mistake? So that remains to be seen. I want to just make a point about John Solomon.
Yes.
We're on the topic of surveillance. And he came up today in the hearing on impeachment in what I thought was the most interesting part of the hearing, where the Republicans asked Daniel Goldman, who's the chief counsel for the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee, they said, how come you guys snooped on the phone calls of Devin Nunes and John Solomon and Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer? What gave you the right to do that? And what gave you the right to put those numbers in the report without warning anybody? And who ordered it? Was it you or was it Chairman Schiff? And Daniel Goldman, the Democratic lawyer, did not want to answer that question. He refused to answer a question under oath in front of Congress about who ordered that report. Now, that is concerning, and what's really shocking is that John Solomon, he may be conservative or whatever, but he wrote his investigative pieces about Ukraine in The Hill. The Hill is not a conservative publication. And they're going after a member, in this context, of the mainstream media. And yet the other mainstream media journalists are totally silent about the violation of this journalist's privacy, about his First Amendment rights. And it's just amazing to watch this hearing today and see that the Republicans are standing up for freedom of the press, and the Democrats are refusing to answer questions. They're stonewalling on why they snooped on the phone conversations of a journalist like John Solomon and released selective information about those phone conversations, not about the Democrats, not about other journalists, just this one journalist reporting on this one topic. So I think we're going to get to the bottom of this eventually, but it's amazing to watch these hearings. And John Solomon's in the center of it, and I give him a lot of credit. Hats off to him for his courage in reporting what he's been doing.
Can they keep stonewalling? In other words, when you ask a question under oath of the lawyer representing the Democrat side and he refuses to answer, who gave them the permission or the order to, you know, to listen in on the phone calls or look at the materials of, people that are against you, people who are saying that there's a problem here, like John Solomon, et cetera, et cetera. Can they keep stonewalling, or is there a point where someone can issue a subpoena or someone could say you're in contempt of Congress? I don't know. How does this ever end?
So if the Republicans were in the majority, if the Republicans won the 2018 elections, they could issue a citation for contempt of Congress, and it would go to the Department of Justice for prosecution. He would be in contempt of Congress. But I think one of the reasons Republicans didn't do that, aside from the fact that Democrats would never allow them to do it because Democrats have the majority, one of the reasons Republicans let him go was the person who should have been testifying was Adam Schiff himself. And they didn't want to punish the servant when the master is the one hiding. And I think their real target is Schiff. Why didn't Schiff show up to defend his own report? It's unprecedented, extraordinary, and I think Republicans felt like they didn't want to go after the small fry. They want to hold Adam Schiff accountable.
All right, but can we, here's the music, so we're almost over, but can we go after him in the Senate when the Senate calls their hearings? I wonder if we go after it then. Yeah, okay, I hope so.
You bet.
I hope so. Joel Pollack, thank you for coming on. Senior Editor-at-Large, Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com. It's where I go to start my days with all the news that fits print. Joel, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Wayne Allen Roots, when we get back, so much more to tell you about what's going on today besides the IG report. Lots happening in the world. And then tomorrow I leave for the White House, my visit with President Trump. And Wayne Allen Root, listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Lots to talk about. No time to get it all in. Need about 72 hours in a day. Need about a 6-hour, 9-hour radio show. Not a piddling 3 hours. Are you listening to USA Radio, Newsmax TV? I need your entire lineup. It has to be Wayne Root 9 hours a day to get all the news out. Chris O'Sullivan is in my ear saying, oh, my God, please, please, no, please, God, no. 9 hours a day of Wayne Root is not enough. I'm going to go for 12. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Stop talking in my ear. Stop telling me how much you can't stand 12 hours a day of Wayne Root because you have to listen to the whole 3 hours every day. Every word of it. You're sentenced to life, Chris O'Sullivan. Life. So gold and silver have been on a great run. It was a great year for gold and silver. And they performed as well as any asset in the world. And they're currently undervalued, according to a lot of experts, and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another great offer from Swiss America. They are willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right, an exclusive offer just for my listeners here at USA Radio. And the only way to get it, because you're getting it at a great price, and on top of that, you're getting it delivered. So you got to call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, obviously toll-free. And you get your U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. One more time, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, so the IG report, you know, a lot of liberals and the liberal media is acting like it under-delivered, and it wasn't that big a deal. But the FBI offered to pay Christopher Steele significantly to dig up dirt on General Michael Flynn, and the FBI ran an op against Flynn. So as much as they're saying it's not that big a deal, Barr and Durham are both saying it isn't a big deal, but it should have been much more of a big deal. They don't agree with the conclusions, but there are some important conclusions in it, as John Solomon told us at the start of the show. Attorney General Bill Barr released a statement today blasting the Comey Obama FBI. The Inspector General's report now makes it clear the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken. And the Comey FBI offered Christopher Steele, the author of the junk
Steele dossier, a lucrative contract to dig up dirt on General Mike Flynn. Your tax dollars at work paying a British hack to spy on an American hero and an Obama foe. And the deep state also ran an opposition against General Flynn, an opposition campaign, under the guise of providing a defensive briefing. So, I mean, we proved that there was bad, bad stuff going on. The DOJ report said the FBI was spying not on two, but four Trump officials. Not two, four. So there were many major conclusions that come out of this. According to the report, the FBI is spying on at least four Trump officials via Jim Jordan. We thought they spied on two Americans. Now we know it was four. The Inspector General's report confirms what many of us feared. James Comey's FBI ignored guidelines and rules in spying on President Trump's campaign. We now know that within 1 week of the investigation opening, the FBI was surveilling the campaign of four specific individuals associated with. The U.S. government's powerful tools designed and authorized for international intelligence gathering were deployed to monitor the activities of a presidential campaign. This is a grave matter that should deeply trouble Americans of all political stripes. There are many lingering questions, and I expect both Representative Jerry Nadler and Representative Maloney, both Democrats, of course, to convene hearings with Inspector General Horowitz as soon as possible. Yeah, right. I think that was all said tongue-in-cheek, I would guess. In the end, this is all Obama's crimes, and in the end, they are crimes. And in the end, Barr and Durham are going to make them into crimes. I guarantee you these are going to wind up seeing their crimes. And there are other interesting news things breaking. Rudy Giuliani to release report on Ukraine-Biden crime family findings this week. Rudy Giuliani traveled to Hungary and Ukraine last week and met with officials in Kiev in his ongoing efforts to expose corruption and pay-to-play schemes involving the Biden crime family and other Democrats. Rudy Giuliani revealed Monday morning on Steve Bannon's radio show that he's working to release a report on his findings from his latest trip to Europe to both Attorney General Bill Barr and GOP lawmakers in Congress this week. So that's interesting. We know so far Joe Biden's drug addict son Hunter was sitting on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian natural gas company being paid by some accounts over $200,000 a month, even though he had zero experience in the field. First time I've heard that figure. Then Vice President Joe Biden, who was tasked to oversee U.S. dealings with Ukraine, threatened to withhold over $1 billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine unless they fired the prosecutor investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden. So, look, we know the crimes are committed. It's amazing anybody would make Trump's asking about the crimes into a crime. But it's even more amazing there is no investigation of the crimes themselves. Also breaking news, Ukrainian official reveals six criminal cases opened in Ukraine involving the Bidens. How about that one? Did you hear that on evening news tonight? I'll bet you didn't, or you're not going to. Six cases have been opened in Ukraine against the Bidens. And by the way, the headline says involving the Bidens, not Hunter, the Bidens plural, as in Joe. Ukrainian officials showed Chanel Rion from One America News Network that Ukrainian officials have opened six criminal cases involving Joe and his son Hunter Biden. So you don't think that this is all a cover-up for the crimes of Democrats as opposed to a case looking at the crimes of Trump and having a phone call? Come on. Give me a break. Wayne Allyn coming back with Newsmax TV right now in 3, 2, 1. Let's go to national TV. 80 million homes now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.